Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Everybody loves freebies, even celebs. And that's why on every episode of Coffee with Karan, you see them trying to win that coveted coffee hamper. Or maybe they're just acting, you know, because that's what they do. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So after saying nice things about his guests and outlining all their achievements and all the wonderful things they've done, Karan Johar works the hardest to create meme-worthy and controversy-brewing confessional material. Then he puts them as the promo and it'll have everybody talking, which is what the promo is supposed to do. And his producers are really smart people, and we have a new controversy in Bollywood. On this podcast, we're going to try and cover some of the many controversies that we've seen coming out of Coffee with Karan, from the celebrities sitting on that fancy couch. Now, what happens when you put someone who's trained in cricket fielding in a situation where they have to field questions that have nothing to do with the game? A disaster, if you remember what happened to Hardik Pandya and KL Rahul. Even while the episode was just being screened for the very first time, social media went bonkers with posts about the outrageous things that Hardik Pandya was saying. People called him misogynistic from an old-fashioned patriarchal background. Some thought he was uncouth and really badly behaved. In my opinion, KL Rahul was just trying to pass off as a cool, suave man who could work the party scene and the cricket pitch. But Hardik Pandya literally had no filter and unfortunately took KL Rahul down with him. What happened next? Controversy is an understatement. It went all the way to the BCCI and action was taken against them and they had to issue apologies and everything. The episode was even taken down after it blew out of proportion, but who are they kidding? It's 2019. If it's online once, it's available forever. This one was really on Karan Johar. He worked himself into such a tight spot, tighter than the suits he wears. Kangana Ranaut was his guest on season 5 along with Saif Ali Khan because obviously they wanted to promote Rangoon, their upcoming movie. Things were going smoothly until the topic moved to nepotism. Saif Ali Khan was right there and it might have been a tad bit uncomfortable, but he managed to hold his own. But it wasn't the same case with Karan Johar. If you thought guests went on a talk show and the host could get off easily, this episode threw everything out of balance. Kangana Ranaut said nepotism definitely existed in the industry, and what's more, that Karan Johar was the flag bearer of nepotism in Bollywood. And all everybody could talk about after that was Kangana Ranaut and her straightforward manner of putting KJO in a spot on his own show. Honestly, it still hasn't died down. Every time someone mentions nepotism, the discussion invariably goes back to this particular episode of Coffee with Karan. All they wanted was publicity, and they got more than what they bargained for. So, Salman Khan was on Coffee with Karan, and nobody can forget it because of the outrageous things he said and did. Obviously, Bhai does and says as he pleases, but people who watched the TV show were in for a surprise when Salman Khan, the guy we know who has trouble getting over his exes, said he was a virgin. He's considered the bad boy of Bollywood. He's done it all. Beat up people in his movies, punched people in real life, and keeps going to court for cases of running over people and shooting wild animals. He said some things which we really didn't need to know, like saying he's so close to his brothers they used to share underwear. I mean, I'm sure even a person who doesn't have very high hygiene standards will avoid something like that. But then the highlight of the episode was when he said he was a virgin. Have you watched this movie called The 40-Year-Old Virgin? Well, Salman Khan is past 50, and I'm sure if he really was one, we'd have seen a Bollywood movie about it. We all know the sordid love affair that brewed between Deepika Padukone and Ranbir Kapoor. She even had his initials tattooed before they broke up and all sorts of tales were being built. But his first girlfriend in showbiz was Sonam Kapoor. They debuted together in Savariya, and starting off together might have increased the chances of them dating and all. So when Deepika Padukone and Sonam Kapoor appeared together on an episode, Karan Johar didn't have to work too hard to steer the conversation in that direction. Both Deepika and Sonam didn't seem to shy away from the subject. They began comparing notes, all the while implying how Ranbir Kapoor wasn't the best guy to date. Sonam Kapoor even said Ranbir had to work on his boyfriend skills and Deepika implied she'd been cheated on. This was all too much to handle in one episode and everyone went to town with the story. All this while Ranbir was only probably trying to find a movie script that would go on to be a hit. The story continued over to this season where Alia Bhatt, who's apparently dating Ranbir now, and Deepika Padukone, his ex, were on the couch together. Maybe by the next season we'll see KJO asking Alia about Ranbir. A lot of relationships last as long as their movie together hits on screen, so we'll see. To two very opposite people got involved on this one incident on Coffee with Karan. Anurag Kashyap is not known to mince words. If you displease him or behave inappropriately, it's very likely we'll read about it on a tweet or the next time he has a chance to make his opinion be known. And Kareena Kapoor Khan, on the other hand, is a total diva. If it doesn't concern her, it doesn't deserve her attention. So the time came for Karan Johar to do his regular bit about asking people to talk about other people in the industry. He knows it's bad to talk about people when they aren't right there, but he also knows it's the juiciest bit of his talk show. He asked Anurag Kashyap for his opinion of Kareena Kapoor, and Anurag said the next time someone asks her to be in a movie, maybe she should ask what the movie's about and not who's in it. Now, Anurag nails it with his casting. He's not afraid to bring in as many newbies as required. So it must have ticked him off when one of the biggest leading ladies decides to ask questions like these. Anyway, her loss from what we know. Mahesh Bhatt has made some incredible movies and continues to do so. He makes sure they have a very strong emotional connect and the music is great too. Sometimes I think maybe he likes making people cry. On the other end of the spectrum is the man who loves opulence and grand sets and elaborate costumes and loves the song and dance routine. The man we know as Sanjay Leela Bhansali. And this guy kind of loves spending time in the past and is always making movies about mythological and historical characters. Now, when Mahesh Bhatt was on the couch, he said he thought Sanjay Leela Bhansali was overrated. We get it. They make completely different kinds of movies and probably can never understand each other. There must have been a kid in your class in kindergarten who always had the better chocolates or pencils, and that kind of competition just doesn't stop. Wisdom doesn't come with age. So even if you're a 70-year-old guy and you've been in the industry for decades, you can still end up saying mean things about another director. He also said Kajol was overrated as an actress, but she's got other friends in the industry who'll give her movies at the drop of a hat, so I doubt she took any notice of this little outburst. We've always known Sonam Kapoor's love for fashion. She experiments on the red carpet, gives magazines something new all the time, and maybe took it too seriously when someone told her there was a ramp at the airport. She's done some great movies lately, like Neerja, and the one that's gonna come out soon, Ek Ladki Ko Dekha To Aisa Laga. But she didn't always pick the greatest of movies. She's done some roles where she didn't have to do much, like Prem Ratan Dhan Payo and Oh My God, remember this movie called Players? So this one time she was on the couch on the TV show. She said sometimes being bad looking gets associated with being a good actor in Bollywood. So vain, so self-involved, so Bollywood. Of course, everyone told the media their opinion of how that wasn't a very appropriate thing to say, but hey, they're probably thinking it and she's saying it. It's Bollywood, we'll never know what they mean. But what happened was that Karan Johar got another great episode. Catfights always blow out of proportion in Bollywood. So this one time, Kareena Kapoor was on Karan Johar's show and she said she didn't understand where Priyanka Chopra got her accent from. Priyanka Chopra, who won a beauty pageant, who's Bollywood's hottest export to the West, who's still in the news because she can't have enough wedding receptions. A short while after that, when it was Priyanka Chopra's turn to be on the show, she got all feisty and said she got her accent from the same place that Kareena's boyfriend gets his. And Kareena had started dating Saif by then, and we know how Nawab behaves and all that. Maybe this TV show brings out the worst in people, you know, because these two have been said to hang out together at other times. Maybe they just can't finish an episode without saying something outrageous. Now, there was this movie called Ki and Ka, which wanted to educate the Indian audience about homemakers and just how difficult that role is. Kareena Kapoor was in it, but seems like it was just another movie for her. So this one time that she was on Coffee with Karan, she was asked what she thought would be Sonakshi Sinha's ideal alternative career. And Kareena Kapoor very sassily replied that it would be that of a housewife. Now, there's nothing wrong in being a housewife, but everyone was pretty sure she didn't mean this as a compliment. Sonakshi Sinha's been trying out different roles of late. There's only so many dabangs and rowdy rathors you can do. But until she strikes gold, she'll have to deal with snarky comments like these. How do you make sure you make the news? You say the most beautiful woman in the world is plastic. At least that's what Imran Hashmi did, and it worked for him. He was on this episode of Coffee with Karan, and when he was asked what he thought of Aishwarya Rai, he said he thought she was plastic. She didn't take it too lightly though, when she was offered a role in the movie Badshaho a couple of years after this episode and she heard Imran Hashmi was gonna be in the movie, she refused it. At least that's what everyone thought her reason for refusing it was. But Imran Hashmi said he only made that comment because he wanted to win the coffee hamper. How old are you, man? Two? He also said on the same episode that Shraddha Kapoor should eat something, but she's quite a sport and she didn't make too much of it. They even went on to work together in a song and all that. This TV show is what it is because of the controversies. Every episode, the guests manage to say something to get your attention, and they always pick the juiciest bits for the promos, and it works. They want TRPs, they'll get TRPs. The gossip and the backstabbing and just celebrities being celebrities, we're gonna see more of it, and the more seasons there are, the harder they're gonna try to up their game. So entertained you shall be. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.